does say, I'll not say that I live. So we should say, so that means he was in Kaddish around the whole circumstances, he didn't limit. He said, Harriet and Gracious be stamped, not on the Nashing at Ireland. But, since it's an under the Muchach, the average person doesn't want to marry an Islander, so it is considered as if he said, that's Tesis, I mean, the Tesis version of Pablana. So, since there is an under the Muchach, that the average person doesn't want to be the Kaddish and Islander, so it is just as if he spelled out at the time of the Dushi, Hareyat Mekudeshet, Hareyat Mekudeshet, Al Menashe Nat Island. So Neile is the Islander, if she turns out to be an Islander, so is Rishatoy, Rishatoy. So Neile, even, if when he finds out, so he say, well, I don't mind. Now suppose somebody is the Kaddish, Al Menashe. And then later on, and the Tnai is not fulfilled. But he says, well, I don't care. So the Dush will not be how. If he wants to be married to her, even though she's an island, let him make new Dush. But if he doesn't make new Dush, so the Dush is not retroactive to how. That seems to be Tesis, I mean, Tesis version of Abnada. That the Gabi Islanders is an Umdene de Muchach. So, and since it's an Umdene de Muchach, it's considered as if he had spelled out Hareyat Mekudeshet Liyal Menashe Ein Adal. In that event, what would be the Aloche? Then she turns out to be an Adal. So it's Bishatoye, the Bishni is mortal, the Afneya. Even if he'll say, well, I don't care, I want her anyway. But he already said Hareyat Mekudeshet Liyal Menashe Ein Adal. So even if though he didn't say, so it's considered as if he spelled it out. That's Herzl's version of Rav Nedam. Now, what does Rabbi Nachum say? Rabbi Nachum says, "Beneath the tiles of Chayyoh, Och the Hikvi, Avol Achami says, 'Tiu moy moy yakayim lo yamakvi.' So it is off. Now the question is this: how can we understand Rabbi Nachum? Monash, if there an under the Muchach, or there is no under the Muchach? If there is an under the Muchach, so he should say he doesn't want her to be Mekudeshet in case she's an Islander. So he should say like Teisvei." Like the first motion, like the easiest version of Abedam. And if there is no Umdene de Muchach, so why does it depend what he says later on? How can his mental attitude later on affect the Kedushin retract? We have to understand. So in other words, so we have to say, so it could be explained. It could be explained, I mean, the first lotion in Tetzveh certainly has to be explained on the basis of Umdene de Muchach, and that the first lotion in Tetzveh, the Tetzveh version of Amritam, that Umdene de Muchach is considered like spelled out, as if he said, Hariyat Mekudeshet Liyal Menashe Ein Adal. So the Meile, if he turns out an Islander, so no matter what he says, when he finds out, so she's not Mekudeshet. He wants to marry her, let him make new wish when he finds out. That's his explanation. But Rabbi's explanation, Rabbi Nachum. So it's possible to explain it in two different ways. One way of explaining Rabbi Nachum is that Rabbi Nachum, now actually Rabbi Nachum, Rabbi Nachum was bothered by certain events. We have our loche, Borim Shebelev in the world. So whatever intention or motive a person has in his heart and it's not revealed, so he's ignored. He's ignored. Even when we find out the real intention is out. Even if we subsequently find out what really happens is out. But we don't consider. Now, here the man, the deceased brother, he was Mekadesh the Ish. I mean, Ruben, when he's Mekadesh Torah Basosha. So he said, Hareyat Mekudeshet. Did he qualify it with any knowing? No. Hareyat Mekudeshet. So what does it mean, Hareyat Mekudeshet? Hareyat Mekudeshet, the unconditional. That's what it's mashma. That's the plain connotation of Hareyat Mekudeshet. Unconditional. Now, then, she turns out to be an island. So we say, well, his intention was not to be Kaddish and she would turn out to be an island. But did he say it? So it's more Mishabalad. And Bosh will have even more. So the Mela, she should be Mekudeshet. even though she turned out to be nice. The answer is that there is an underlimuch. So at the time of the Dushin, there was an underlimuch, there was a presumption that had he known that she would turn out to be a nice, he wouldn't be a kadosh. But the average person has that kind of mentality. So there is an underlimuch. So that's the reason given by faith. Why does faith say that later on she turned out to be an Ironhead, so she's not the Kodesh. No matter what he says, he says, I want you anyway. So she's not, retroactively not the Kodesh. Why? Because there was an Unden in the Muchach. So Melele, Unden Muchach, so it's considered as he spelled out. Now, in case where he's the Kodesh Anish, and then years later he finds out, he's the Kodesh Anish stuff, and then years later he finds out she's an Ironhead. And he says, I want you anyway. And I would have wanted you anyway. Even if I knew. So the question is this. So, according to Rabbi Tam, according to Tesla's version of Rabbi Tam, according to Tesla's first version of Tesla's, let's refer to Tesla, she's not from Tam, she's because there are many versions. So according to the first version of Tesla's, so even though when he finds out, he says, I want you anyway, and I would have wanted you at that time too, even if I knew that you are not. And it's not that we doubt him. Maybe he's not telling us the truth. No. Let's assume that he's telling the truth. We know that he's telling the truth. He's such a tzaddik that he never would misrepresent anything. So we know that he really means it. That even at that time, had he known that she's an Ironist, he still would have been accomplished. So the first version of Tasteless is, she's still not with the Dachshund. Why? Because the Nundan and the Muchach, and the Nundan and the Muchach is considered, like spelled out, so it is considered as if at the time when he was with Kabisha, he said, Hareyat Nikodeshes, I'll be now Sheinat Iron. Sheinat Iron. Now then, years later, he finds out he's an Ironist, and then he says, I want her anyway, and at that time I wanted her. But I was just deceiving the people. But I didn't mean it in my heart. I wanted that she should be Lugadeshes to me. Anyway, even if she's an Ironist, I just said like that. What would be the halacha in that case? And suppose we know it's established that he really, in his heart, he meant at that time that he should be Lugadeshes anyway if she's an Ironist. But he spelled out, I'm not saying that I'm not. So everybody would agree, in such a case, he's not Lugadeshes. Why? But we know that in his heart, he wanted to speak to the house, even if he turned out an Ironist. So we would say, inasmuch as he spelled out, Hariat Lugadeshes, I'm not saying that I'm not. So even though Lapishmai is Galie, that in his heart, he wanted her to be Lugadeshes anyway. So whatever Machshove and Daat he had in his heart then, it's called Lapishmai, it's true. But that's Boris Shibboleth, and Boris Shibboleth is not to be recognized, not to be considered. So the mail the first Russian says it all. First Russian says it all. We don't have to be changed. Let's say, if it wasn't found, what does Rabbi Abram say? That if it wasn't found, the Hayov or the Hamid say, we have to be changed. Maybe if he had found out, if the husband had found out about the Pegasus in Ireland as the Hayov, he would have agreed to have her as his wife. So the first Russian Tesis would say, it doesn't matter. Even if he had an express, he's approval when he finds out that he wants her to be Kodeshes, and that at the very moment of the Dushin, he wanted her to be Kodeshes anyway. He still wouldn't be Kodeshes, because at that time there was an Umder in the Muchach that he didn't want her in case she's an Ironhead. So it's considered that he spelled it out, and since it's considered he spelled it out, so whatever machshove he has in his heart, he's going to believe. It's going to believe. He's not considered. He's not considered. One second. Let me finish. So, and going to believe is not considered. Now, so that is the first the sheet of the first one. Rabbi Avraham, however, is really and takes this at one point. Whereas the first one takes it all, that Umdelin Muchach amount to spelling out, to throwing out. So he has in view of the fact that there was a wounded in Wuhan at the moment of the Lushin, that he doesn't want to if he's an Islander, so it's considered that if he's called out, Harry has to be registered to Almanache in an Islander. So the male is Mr. Lapishmari is Dali, and that he did mean to be Mikadisha in any event. So it's more similar, Abin Avram says too, he also recognizes the fact of Umden and Mucha. But according to Rabin Avram, the whole significance of Umden and Mucha is that Umden and Mucha does not have the same status as Dvorin Shebelev. Because by Dvorin Shebelev we say in regard to Dvorin Shebelev. So we say that even though we know that he didn't want it, but it was Dvorin Shebelev, so that's not recognized. However, if the Dvorin Shebelev was evident, so then we cannot ignore the Machshavah Shebelev. That's the difference between a Dvorin Shebelev that is not evident, that is not under the Muhar, that is not coupled to under the Muhar, and a Dvorin Shebelev that is not coupled to under the Muhar is not recognized. Even though we know that his dad was she should not be the connection, so it's not recognized. But it's Dvorin Shebelev, it's Dvorin Shebelev that he has a wounded in Mucha, so has to be recognized. If that was the Dvorin Shebelev, if that was the Dvorin Shebelev, but if it wasn't the Dvorin Shebelev, not. So the melee, in the case where one is Mikadish and Mishet Tav, doesn't say anything. So there was an Unden in Mucha al Menash Eina Tav. And then later on, it turns out that she's an Ayah. And she says, I want her anyway, and I wanted her anyway. In my heart, I wanted her anyway. So the Unden in Shemucha, the presumption that existed at that moment, just misled you. Because you thought that I am like the average person, I'm not like the average person. The average person doesn't want to be Mikavish an Ironist. But I want to be Mikavish, even though she's an Ironist. And assuming that what he says now is true, so then according to Rabbi Avraham, we say that true there was an Umden in the Muchach. But Umden in the Muchach, Rabbi Avraham is really kind of Rabbi Tam in regard to one point. Whereas according to Rabbi Tam, Umden in the Muchach is like spelled out explicitly, that he doesn't want if she is an Ironist. He's just like, as if he said, Almanache ain't an Ironist. Rav Navon says no. There is a big difference between spelling out and Umden and Mucha. Because when he spells out, so then we know at that time he said that he doesn't want her to be Kodeshah if she is an Ironist. But when he didn't say anything, so the presumption only arose because we considered him as an average person. The average person doesn't want to be in the Kaddish and Ireland. But it turned out that he is not the average person. So in other words, the Umden in the Muchach was deceptive, the Umden in the Muchach, vis-a-vis that person. So maybe since it was deceptive, so the only significance of Umden in the Muchach is if Kilafish Mai is Gal. In case where there is no Umden in the Muchach, so then if Kilafish Mai is Gal. Let's say, suppose he said, and suppose he said, Hariyat Mikodeshes, Afiru Imat Ireland. And it turned out he's an Ireland. But it was established that in his heart, he didn't mean it. In his heart, he didn't want her to be Mikodeshes. He didn't want her to be Mikodeshes. So, if she's an Ireland, I mean, so he didn't want her to be Mikodeshes if she's an Ireland. So then we say, she's Mikodeshes. Why? Because he says in so many words, Hariyat Mikodeshes, Afiru at Ireland. In his heart, he says he felt no. So that's Dvorin Shebelev. So even though Klapishmai is Galia, that in his heart, he said no, so it's not recognized. It's not recognized. But in this case, where there is reason in the book, that he meant not, she should be Mikodeshes, in case she's an Ironist, and then it turns out that in his heart he wanted her to be Mikodeshes anyway, then we cannot say that that the machshava in the heart is boring shibboleth. We do not say, because after all, he actually spelled it out stop. He said Arayat Mekudesh. So that means, so the lotion of Arayat Mekudesh is Bistar means, and the old person. But there was an Uyghur in the Muchach that in case she's an islander, she doesn't want the Mekudesh. So if it turns out that he really didn't want the Mekudesh, so then we don't say he should be Mekudesh anyway, because after all, he was Mekudesh stop. We don't say that, because there was an Uyghur in the Muchach, so it's not his wrong Shabbat. But if it turns out that in his heart he wanted there to be Mekudesh, so the Uyghur in Muchach was deceptive in regard to this person. So Mimele, the Machshove Bilev is effective, according to Rabbi Avraham. So that's why Rabbi Avraham says, we need to tell him the Chayoach Vikri, Avraham Yisrael Dilma Loya Kayom, Loya Yamachinado Yishor. The Machlekes between the first Russian says to Rabbi Avraham is that what's the chat of Uyghur in Muchach? According to the first Russian says, Uyghur in Muchach is considered to be spelled out. As we said, Ariat Yilesh Barmash in Akhazim. According to Rabbi Avraham, Uyghur in Muchach is not as if he's spelled out. But Uyghur in Muchach only means that because if not for the Uyghur in the Muchach, then suppose he had in mind that he shouldn't be Mekudesh if she turned out an island. So we would say it's vulnerable. Even if Ratishvai is Galia, that he had in mind that she should not be Mekudesh in case she's an island. So we would say it's still vulnerable. We shouldn't recognize it if there hadn't been an Uyghur in Muchach. But on account of the fact that there is an Uyghur in Muchach, that this is the machshava he had in mind, so he is the Latishmai Galia, that he really had that machshava in mind, she shouldn't be Mekudesh. So it's not his Boreh Shebelet. Masha'inke, he is Latishmai Galia, that in mind he had, that she should be Mekudesh anyway. She should be Mekudesh anyway, so then she is Mekudesh. There is a difference between the case where he spells it out and the case where he doesn't spell it out. All right, it's very late. I cannot.
When over the case of the Shiva, we saw that there are different versions in Hadassah. Now, so take the information in the name of Hadassah. Now, the old education, here, according to Abbas, so the reason is why the Mishnah says that if one of the Arayas turned out to be an island, so then it's only a Mutya, because an island is being pushed away. So why is it a way of saying, what do you say to the Ktano should be the island? Let the Ktano be the island in front of you. If she is not an island, it's fine. If she is an island, so then it means that she was never married to the deceased brother. So she's not a Yitzhak. So he's allowed to marry her. So Taita says, so the first question is, and that's in the name of Hamadam, that he did Lola. So they are just in the case where the deceased brother was in the cabbage. The present Tamar that wanted is now a Tamar. So he says, now I'm the cabbage you, and I don't care. Even if you turn out to be an island, I still want to be the cabbage. So there is not much choice. So I read, so according to Taita, from the time she came in, that by Highlander, Tam is like a story. Unless, at the time of the Jewish, the Mikabi said, I want to be Mikabi to you, even if you turn out to be a nice man. But otherwise, so the Jewish is Jewish, it's not the same. Then Rabbi Nachman said, not only by when it was never found out, but even if it was found out, but it was found out like a piece, so it's also a condition because we have to appreciate maybe the husband has been alive, so he wouldn't fight. So the only case, according to Rabbi Avraham, that it is a megastory is if the husband found out in his lifetime and he expressed his desire. Then we saw that this is how they said. Mentioned Ramadan. So so that God places first upon the Galilee, so that God comes down to Jairus, is always a purgatory. Unless, at the time of the Jewish feast, shall be explicitly said that he is the Kaddisher, even if she is an angel. Alright. The Ramban, however, mentions the name of Ramatab, that Ramatab she is. Now, so we saw that the Ramban says two things. First of all, he says, in the name of Ramatab, in the name of Ramatab, that this, that according to Rabbati, according to Rabbati, so he sees that when the Rabbati says that if he decides to make a choice, if he decides to have a law, the history, Allah help me say, so she does. If it turns out, if it turns out, she will not have to say, so then he's taking the right to the home. He's taking the right to the home. Then according to Rabbati, but according to Rome, the Ramban goes one step further, and he mentions that in the name of Ramban is out. So he says, and according to Rome, so there is no hecha from this Mishneh, that violence, so he makes a story. So according to Rome, even if it meets the island, the Chayorah, the Hikti, so it's still good to me. It's still good to me. Even if this is Ivan is the higher Achli, so it's still good to him. So I mean, so there seems to be a machleket between the Tefes and the Ramban as to what the Sheet of Ramadan. I mean, that's right. Now, so here I have the Sifra Yosha of Ramadan. And when we look into the Sifra Yosha, we will make us understand why Tefes mentions one version of Ramatab, and the Ramban mentions another version of Ramatab. So it comes the Ramban's version of Ramatab is like the Ramatab's own sheet. Tefes mentions two sheets that are really kind of sharp. But according to Ramban, the Ramatab's sheet seems to be very similar to Ramatab's own sheet. Alright, now here is the Sifra Yosha, Ramatab's Sifra Yosha. And that's his own Russian. Now this is in Miseret Nidei, Sifra Yosha and Miseret Nidei, and Peres Nekus. Stanoshev, so it has reference, because Peres Nekus is, the Gemara mentions that Peres Nidei, the Stanoshev Yad, Shemotim Zayin. Stanoshev, Shemotim Zayin. Vim Zeyma Mavikach, Shemotim Zayin. Ho Mekach, Shalochi, Mekach Zoy. Vim Zubo Zeret Lezeh. So in other words, it's not an easy task. Here's the dream. She called man shall lead you for the day of his shame. Have you to each to the bottom? So the Ramban says that as long as we lead you for his shame, have you to each to the bottom?
Whatever reason,
צורו, יחד קדיש. אני מנגשי בנעשה. ויחיו בצורו. כבר יחיו במוי ובלבי עלו. צורו שאוכי לך שלו את שם. ויחד, יעמוד לו מי כאן נמשת נגיל הגיר הכי טוב על פיזה. וגם בחיו את זה הוא יעמוד לו. גם בחיו את זה הוא יעמוד לו. וניקש יהיה. So then he mentioned problems and he said, no, that's always an issue. We need to let the end of it. We need to apply it out there. Take it to the old dead. Let's say, he, the father died, and there was the elbow to the surviving father. And there was the toy. And the toy got smelled the shoot because the shoot was done to shoot. He was not here then, but he was done to shoot because God has the elbow. He's at the window. So she went and got married to someone, the shoot. And then, later on, they turned out, the elbow turned out to be an alibi. So they didn't tell me that. Alvin Hashimah Begatoe, Abba Pishabek, Roy Gia, three Tosham Name, Kinshihigabo, who had been so old, call her whole family to say, yeah. So then we're, Rambam says, like the Rambam, in accordance with the Rambam's first of all, that violence is not necessary unless the Baal finds out and he expresses his disapproval. So the Mishnah here in the moment has reference to the case where the Baal, like that violence, found out that the elbow was the elbow to Shimon, who they found out in his lifetime that the elbow to Shimon Torah, the daughter of his father Moshe, is an island and the express it is a proof. But in any other case, so she did what? Then he says, Cast all the retreat. I will be about your master of talent at you, but I will draw a self with you. I will hold it over for the talent that is there. The organ and the past, you know, in your retreat, I will be so highly with Hashim of Lau the Castle. So that was so different. Everything like the Rambam's version of Rambam. So only after the Rambam we have to say that in case the Rubin, the deceased father, found out in his lifetime that Leo was an island and he expressed it in the proof of anything like a story. But according to Rubin, even if Rubin found out in his lifetime that Leo was an island and he expressed it in the proof, so he said, well, this is approval when he found out, but at the time of the Dushin he didn't say that. So mainly the Dushin moved him anyway, even if he found out the problem. Everything like Rambam first. Then he says, behave. Peter comes up. So after mentioning his direct, he says, and that is the heat of Rambam. So everything is like Rambam. But then Rambam says, be easy. And it's not like after building up the whole structure, so he tears it up. And then he says, hey, the whole hand is my piece of the beginning, we shall be useful. The hand of the Catholic, the Kename, the Spanish, the Kitab, the Kodesh, the Hoy, the Hayim, the Kano, the Kitab, 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 then Rambam mentions everything. And then he says, and Rambam all the and then he says, it's not like that. So then the question arises, so why does Rambam say that the Kitano cannot be the Yabene? The Kitano cannot be the Yabene because of the social possibility, maybe she'll turn out when she grows up to turn out to be an island. Why can't she be Yabene? So then to be in the Katoi, so she's not in the Shetach. So it's not that one was fighting one. So you see that from the town hill, the Matur Rekame, he said exactly like Rambam. Because he said, please, told my police to go there on each night with the hold up. So that the guarantee was early. So we did not have enough walk. And then he said, the chief of the company, the chief of the company. So that's right. So he's like, the way Kanye was, like, have enough walk. And then, later on, he was crazy. So that's right. So both, the company faces the whole place, but the company mentioned the girl that she did, the she made of the young people.
Even if she
there seems to be much like a changing as to the essence of the halacha of Rosh Hashanah. So, from all the changing appears, the Rosh Hashanah is going to not based upon any of the culture. It is. In other words, even who know that even how he had the what that he certain people should not be halacha, should be halacha, but even there is no reason to look at, and it was not expressed, so that is not right. So that my job is intent, the turn, the silence, the intent, an unexpressed intent, that is not evident, is not manifest, is not evident, does, at that time, is not right. Even if we know that it did have such a silent intent. But, the truth is, what she is going to that the whole halacha of Rosh Hashanah is based upon the certain results. In other words, true that it turns out now that the power he had in certain sense. But why did he realize it? So that shows that the intent he had in his heart was a superficial intent. He really didn't mean it. He wanted in the depth of his heart. What is the key to the Halakha? But the more I say it, they are who governs. It's not just that I feel this about it. Somebody told me to hear the Halakha. He's real problem. Then I'll pray. And then he turned out some evidence that he's been doing that the reason that he why he told me real problem was because he may not be trying to do it before he goes down to the so, I don't know. validated a data that's already taken. So why does it even have to come? But if they would say, you have it all over the school of the bathroom, I would say, they would have to come up there. You've got to do the bathroom, the bathroom. He was a missionary in the cave. Well, let's say, he's a missionary, he gets to get the missionary after saying 7 o'clock in the morning. And he said, now you go and fight my wife and head over again. You're my Shriach in the morning. So then, the Shriach left. And then, at 7:30, he was high there. He changed his mind. So he decided to run after the Shriach. So he kept running in the streets like crazy. Everybody saw that he was running like a crazy man. He tried to catch the Shriach, to overtake the Shriach. And then, when he finally overtook the Shriach said, oh, just a minute ago, I handed over the gate to your wife. So then, so everybody saw he was running. So everybody knows that he was in his heart, he was raving about the Eretz before the Shriach had it over. So here we would argue that the people is affected. Because you, when he mentioned it to the Shriach, so then it was already late. After the get that and they handed over to the wife. But people saw so many people, so he running after the Shriach, long before the Shriach handed over the get to the wife. So that should be an indication that he was right there from the generation, even before he mentioned it to the Shriach, even before the get they was handed over by the Shriach to the wife. So the people is still in the festival. Why? Because both should have left. So he said, now the David going you to the Matthew, are you to the pathway? Gomashmalon. Alright, so David said, Gomashmalon, that's on the basis. Gomashmalon, Matthew, Matthew, the time you should be very sure. So who hope? Well, they that I say, Lloyd, should we have Lloyd, you should be too many people, 100 people, saw him running away. But they didn't know why he was running like that. So at that time they thought, he's running because I don't know what he is telling me. They didn't know that he was running in order to express his chazoret and again. So when did they all find out that the reason why he was running so much was because he was prayed up on the election? It was later after the guest had already handed over to the wife. So the melee, at the time when he went, it was brought to the letter. So now we know the fact. But it was more than 11 as well. The time is, you should be paying the show, show what? Look, ain't a time thing. Look, we should have, 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 same as well. I'm a teacher, I'm a labor, I'm a teacher. So it's not because we don't trust him, we say you're lying, you're running for another reason. No, we trust him. But even though we assume that the facts are the way he says they are, but still we don't recognize it. He's silent intent to invalidate the gift. Because God should let him go. Avot is in the way of the The Avot God. So, with the power of God should let him go. Avot is in the way of the The Avot God. So why is the God should let him go? So then David says, God, how can we apply the general principle of God should let him go? Over there, the reason why we don't recognize Marshal Jumelin, because over there, he has an opportunity to say, at the time he sold the car, he was over here, he has an opportunity to tell the Kiyak, listen, I'm telling it to you, you know why I'm telling you, because I'm going to have to trust. And he did. So what does that show? That he decided to sell it anyway, whether he's going to have to trust or not. The arm of that rebound, the guy who's got that right to be the ground as well. We need to do that. Keep me sure the horse has been following each great to who she is kind of under all the homes. I'll come and eat the compassion of the heart in me. So this way more what they are we can say. The fact that he has an opportunity to tell the chaos, I'm only telling you the character because I have determined to go down this world. And he didn't say that, so that's in the case. That in the depths of his heart, he decided to sell the carcass anyway, whether it would be going down to soil or not going down to soil. And the reason why he mentioned to his friends by selling everything for the soil, that was nice talk about himself. But that wasn't his real machshavah. The real machshavah to sell was because he wasn't for sale.
whether the good belts or not. But here, we cannot say that. Because here we saw, so many people saw how he was running wild. So they know that before their guest was handed over by the Shniach to the Misho, he already had changed his mind. So in this case, the Dvorim Shel Alef should be recognized. So he says, Aro Kanik Toma Shehodi, Mikom Okei, Osun Kitvorim Shel Alef. So the Chachomim Mo Mitake, that it should have been digging of Dvorim Shel Alef. Even though in the Reise, we cannot apply the Aloche of Dvorim Shel Alef in Dvorim. Because in the Reise, the Aloche of Dvorim Shel Alef in Dvorim, the Lord is only Shayach in the case where there is an Udder in the Mucha, that he really didn't mean the Machshon Shel Alef. The Machshon Shel Alef was only superficial Machshon. He really didn't mean. He really meant to sell the Karka animal. But even here we know that he really meant to revolve the guest before the guest was headed over to the Isha. So the level of the right here was not the final law of Machshon Shel Alef. But the Chachomim of the Sake that he should have been the Lord. So then they said, so, with the idea, it's not considered as long as you left. Because we know that he really intended to win the battle again. So, with the idea, the guest is no guest. So, she remains an ishish. And the home said that she never did not as long as you left. We may even get it again. The people know people. They get it again. How can the home say, get on the table before I say? So, they even said, keep your shirt, stop, stay with the home, she left. We'll see the hacking on the table. So in other words, so let's say that she said that in a certain circumstance, the Chachom is a begea to the Eger Dom Nadir. If he stopped the Dom. So the same counter takes as mentioned to Gabe, the bylaws of the Eichel, the Gabe is not them on, but the Chachom is more in here. So this is a fight issue. But it's not important for our purpose. This is the other fact that we the Eichel, if we saw so many people, saw him running wild, and he did everything in his power to invalidate the Gaelic. But he just didn't manage to do it in time. So the Melee, we recognize the high stakes in that point. But the Hakomi from his house, then they just say, very clearly, that's the first one. Then they would mean his power. Very clearly, the Gomim Shem, the Melee, even Gomim Abraham, the Kaino, שנן אפילו לפוס, כמו שרית זה להלכיח, בגלל זה תבוש, לגבור עם שבלב ונדבור, וכייף לי זה, עתידים הרעיתה, עתידים הרעיתה, וכייף לי כפורה, אבל הוא מהם את בור שבלב ונדבור, אלא איך שבלו איתי ודאיתם, יש כמו מודעת, דאיתם לעצמי, הוא עדה למות למות. So that's what we should say. According to the most things is the reason that the Dvorim Shel Alef is not based, those who are in Dvorim, is not based upon any special movement. But the core is the power to be. And even if it is established beyond the shadow of a doubt that the Alef had an eternal machshov at the end of the kingdom, so it's not right. Not that we doubt his faith, the truthfulness of the kingdom. No, we believe it. But our belief in the machshov of the Alef is not right. But the second question is not that. I said the second question. But the first question says that Rosh Hashanah is wrong is based upon the Mundane. In other words, in any case where the person could have verbalized his Machshon Shalem and didn't, so we say to the Machshon Shalem, would you say superficial Machshon? Sometimes the person has the person thought flashing in his mind, but he really doesn't see that. It is superficial Machshon. Well, I hear that it is superficial machshove. That he had an opportunity to verbalize, and he didn't. Why didn't he? But in a case, so it's a Iye, that he really didn't mean it. The machshove Shel Alef, he didn't mean the machshove Shel Alef, but he's going to there is evidence that he really meant it. So then, Dvorim Shel Alef is wrong. Dvorim Shel Alef. Right now, So we see from this, so we see that there is a sheepness of a shame, that the Dvorim Shel Alef in Dvorim is based upon the fact that he had an opportunity to verbalize comparison. So the first Washington Davis says home. The first Washington Davis home. That where there is a losing who has to consider that if he is burned like this, he's sold out. And if he says, I have the relations without matching the but I'm not wrong. So I'm not wrong could also agree with that she gave up the first Washington Davis. That Uden the Muha is considered a thing if he verbalizes, if he's told out, how they are the possession to be on Nasheena time. Now, so what does this say to the first Washington Davis? Since Uden the Muha is amount to an explicit stipulation, and if he says that he has to be basically on Nasheena time, so then we don't care whether at the time of the issue he had in mind that she should be possessed anyway. Because if it turns out that he says, I have to get a lash in a parallel, so even if it's what is my value, that in his heart, he entertains another thought, that she should be possessed, even if she's not. Just the reverse of what he said. So it's wrong, Shabbat. So the Mashallah Shabbat, that she should be possessed anyway, is wrong, Shabbat. So the first Washington takes agrees with the second Washington takes the of the heat. The second Washington takes the seat in a one place. The Roshim Levin is born in Lady. Hashim Rav Nachum can also agree with the first Washington Davis that where there is a Mimucha, so it's counted as a set of time and vision, I'll have to be there to three, but we're not sharing a pilot. But even in the case where it's brought out, even if it will be established that in his house, he won't have to be in possession anywhere. So then, we say we have to recognize the Moshe Melech too. The only reason is why we don't recognize the Moshe Melech is because inasmuch as he has the opportunity to verbalize the sentence, so that means that he needs minutes. That he needs minutes. So that's only Shaggy in the thought occurs to the person that he should verbalize in order to protect his own interests. Mashiach is the other island. So David says, So analysis is something that doesn't even occur to one's mind. So we cannot say there is a presumption that he wanted them in one way or the other. Because he didn't verbalize because the possibility of violence just occurred to somebody's mind. So maybe we don't know exactly what was in the back of his mind. How he would have reacted at the time of the illusion, having been told that the woman is going to be becoming into the man. It's impossible to know. If violence has been something that occurred to one's mind, so then we can have presumption. On the contrary, then the presumption would be that the presumption would be, if it could occur to somebody's mind, that the woman is the man, if it's shliach, and it is what you can say, so then there should be a presumption that inasmuch as he doesn't say that he doesn't want the Christian to the house in case she is an island. So that means, and he was saying, say the Christian that I have been to his town, that he meant she should be in possession under all circumstances. But we can't say there is such an assumption. Why can't we say there is such presumption? Because it's almost like a night day. It's almost fiat, it's so unusual. It's almost like a night day. So mainly, we have no undere. One way or the other, we have no undere. We cannot say that there is an undere in the Bucha, that he wanted, this person would not want the Christian in any event. Because if he did want the Christian in the event, he's an island. Then he should have said, in the event she's an island, I don't want to be captured. We cannot say that. Why? Because it didn't occur, this possibility of this woman being an island didn't present itself like. And we cannot say the other way either, you see. So, because it's something that is Moshiach, or what can I say? So, maybe we cannot apply the law that the papers in the first Washington mix up on the place of mind. Let's link up in how God is talking to that I told you about before. Because he knew that the going to Israel is an inducement. So he should have mentioned that.
the fact that he did mention it indicates that while it was an inducement, but it wasn't the compelling factor in his decision. In his decision, the conclusive factor in his decision to sell the product. So then we can say it, but the Gabbalists, they cannot say it, because they can say Gabbalists is something that doesn't present itself to one's mind, this possibility. It's always fair. So the main way, even the Rabbi Shmai is saying that he really would have wanted to be the Kabbalist, even if he was an Islander. So the main way, the Kishnir solution, that the Shita from Nabor, where is the Shita? Or from the time, the first Russian case there, is recorded to the second Russian case. It is that one case. That it's a special deal, it's not based upon a special. Now, let me see what the Rambam. Now, I mentioned in the name of the Nidibihude. The Nidibihude enters the Kashe of the Rahamishne against the Rambam. I mean, the Rambam says,
why are they asking about
No, all right, so get that.
primitive and it's not very sound, I don't have to use that. But this is, there is a big happy letter, because at all Rav Asher and Rav Asher in connection with the Shire of Menachtoi, they are Chilich, Rav Asher and Rav Asher in regard to Torah, Erev or Erev, whether she's Asur or where he go, where the Kush Nizush, whether the Rav Asher, even though he go, the Kush is certainly Kush, but since she's an Erev, so even without being terrible, there could be a reason, so mainly the Torah is considered like Torah Terah was only Mokini. And Chabad says, no, it's not considered like Torah Terah was. But the Anachelis, so whatever is Mukhah from the Mishnah, according to Chabad, should be two according to Rome 2. Two, according to Rome 2 is no error. But Rome is Chabad, the Anachelis, that means nothing. Rome is Chabad, the Anachelis is another thing. And in regard to Torah, but I don't know, but he's a book. That's what that is.
What is the difference about your own coping with the doubt?
talking that the woman breathing, breathing to her home, to her husband. And so that, and there is an agreement. So the husband, in other words, takes it over the whole thing. The mistress involved the woman, that the husband takes over the whole thing of his life. So maybe he can do whatever he wants, but he's halvachan, in case he divorces his wife, so he has to reimburse her for all the districts in Basel that the Nidunia, the Kibwari. So this thing alone, the husband doesn't take over. He just acquired the he's not halvachan for the district. Because the king are good women, best that comes to the queen each. Here the king says, so if something happens to it, so then he's not halvachai. And even if he divorces her, and something happens to the different loop, he doesn't have to reimburse her for the different loop that got stolen, that got lost, that got destroyed, or whatever happened. That destroyed in fire, whatever. But he can just get involved there, so he takes over all the time. He can be quite a title. But he has to reimburse the woman for every piece of property in the family. If he divorces her, so the male, he has to pay her for every piece of property. That's the thing regarding Nichtig in Basel and Nichtig in the regular woman. That's the Rambam says. So the Rambam says, Nichtig in Basel, Heilbachil. It's Heilbachil because he takes it over. And he's lying, he's responsible for it. The Nichtig Ruk, Machen Nidna, Bushobas, Obas Mo. The Eilein, Chayel, Rishab. Hoi so Heil, that's the regular one. Hoi so Heil, Hoi Chayel, Rav, the Roi, the Chabo, Roi, the Chabo. Ko Mashe Obas, the Nidna, Oi, that is the Israel, the Nichtig in Basel, that was, or it got stolen, or it turned into deteriorated into red, or Gomo is a new practice in Marvel in a power high. So it's unlike the team in the regular. The regular woman, let's say, is something of the Marvel gets lost, gets stolen, gets destroyed. So the power is responsible, he has to reimburse that for every penny of the Marvel. But God can be the one with an island, Shabo Yishabo. So he does not have it in a power high. So the other mistake. שהרי לא סורת ישוב ריישון אצלם, בכל מה שאובה, או ימידה, ונכפוק, שהרי לא סורת ישוב ריישון, זה פריגה מטיפה. סומבי ונמצאת חיית אישה, בכל מה שאובה ריישון, מנכתלו חיית אישה. ובא נכתלו, so just reverse. By regular woman, so visa מנכתלו בעודל, יצחי פחד. He has to reimburse her for every penny of the year. But, by the way, so he can go, he goes to reimburse her. By using the rule, so by regular woman, so he doesn't have to pay her. But by the way, it happens, is because he has to pay her. So that's also one of the ingredients of the people. In other words, that he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay for the loss. That's a part and power of the religion, a part of the religion, not a thing. So when does the power have to be paid in the Nichtig Ruk, in the religious rule? But if he married an island, there's no issue for him. So there's no religious rule. There's no religious rule. So he doesn't have to be paid in the Nichtig Ruk. So the Rambam was not up on the so this is mentioned by Lachem Mishneh as the experience to the Shite of the Lachem Mishneh in the Tour, that when the Rambam says, I hear the Mishneh moving his reference to Moishe. So he says, but here the Rambam says, if the Shein Shom is just Moishe, but we have to understand the Rambam according to Lachem Mishneh, but we have to understand the Rambam period, whether we say the Pshat, that the Magnificent says in 3,000 conditions. That the Rambam there when he says, please put it as reference to Moishe, or he would say like a Lachem Mishneh, that to Ingeborg. But here they come back to the Rambam. They are just Ingeborg. But here they come back. And that's why it's explicitly to Lord Ingeborg. And the Rambam says, the change of his mother. So the Rambam should say, it's the change of Jewish. Why did he say, it's the change of his mother? He should say, he's not a husband, period. The Rambam doesn't say he's not a husband. He says, age of issues move. So the implication is that her husband is. But there is a certain diminution in the relationship, in the marital relationship. It's not complete. It's not 100%. But her husband is. So the main message cannot be mentioned that it's direct against the shadow of the magnificence. On the contrary, it seems from the question of Rambam that the Rambam over there has reference, when the Rambam says, are you fishing moving? So the Rambam has reference to Lord Yitzchak. So the Rosh Rambam means, are you fishing moving? He doesn't say, are you fishing moving? Now, what does it mean? I mean, two separate things. Fishing moving and fishing moving are two separate things. Yes, we find the Rosh Rambam that even when the Krishna is fishing moving, so still it's not a fishing moving. We got a couple of minutes. The Rambam sitting here, that while fishing is stated in the day, but in Sweden is not easy. The other thing, most of the thing in Machel, the Rambam, we pass through Shalom, not by the Rambam. That in Sweden is over the day, but the Shita the Rambam is, that in as much as the Yidin is actually the Bible place to do so, so Yidin is doing the place while she's in the day, so she's not in Sweden, she's not in Sweden, she's not in Sweden. So the Rambam says, in the Jews that we should talk about it, given the Nikh Mishlau, the Holy Hukko, and the Mutabes of the Lord, the Holy Shadir, Bahrein is the Gmur of the Holy Hukko, and the Shadkonik, the Hukko, the Nikh Mishlau, and the Shadkonik, the Hukko, 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 the We go, but I know it's easier to study it as well. Why? Because in the suing is not. They cannot be fully suing in the middle. But the Christian woman. So the Rambam says that he's born in the Kaddish and Ido. So he says, having a Kaddish Christian woman. Kaddish Christian woman. But he's doing that. So the Melee, it's very possible that when the Rambam says, but irony, that there is no Nishis Mubo, so he means that there is no Nishis. Nishis is Nishis Mubo, but the three not. Now, these only Kalohet, the Hakodesh Hakon, that the Baal, the Lechem, the Tire, the Nishis Mubo, all these things, the Baal, the Rambam says, are even from the three not of him. All these Kalohet, that the Baal, the Lechem, the Mighty of the Aor, the Lechem, the King, the King, an incident of the dream, not a villain. It's not an incident, it's not a concomitant of the illness, it's a concomitant of the dream. From the melee, the reason to whether the Shita Rambam could be that by irony, it's something extraordinary. Irony is an intruder thing, because, in other words, when did he say he didn't make a choice, if he wasn't a character, he got two. So then he has no opportunity to determine. So then we face the next problem. Because the average person doesn't want to marry an Irish. My baby, if he marries the same way baby, he could easily determine whether it's an Irish or not. And he doesn't go to the trouble of determining that. So that means he doesn't care. He wants to be a Kaddish anyway. He wants to be a Kaddish anyway. And this means he doesn't have to make up his mind. He doesn't want. So then he's going to buy it. Because the average normal person is educated to marry an Irishman, so he would determine whether it's an Irishman or not. So the name of the Rambam says, he's moving, it's not even a threat. But in Sui, there cannot be Sui in the marriage. Now why? So for the same reason, of course, the fact that by Nido, so there is no Sui, no Rani, that because the Rambam by Nalim, by Nido, he's Osea, even when he's Yahin with her, so he could explain the shit of the Rambam, and Samachim do explain Jesus now that way, because the time of the Jesus, she's been legal, so he can't allow me to be in the yard with her. And as soon as he comes, it's been legal. She's been legal, he goes there. So the same way start again. All right, but just back at the gate, where he's back down that way, it could be a second. Now, the Oshma Rambam, when the Rambam defined, when the Rambam defined, he soon became a power. He said, he said, our house. Ah, we glass all the violence in the face and cold much you make a meal. But well, I would love to be come off, mocking me like a cloud. But she would teach him to be all the way, Robbie Olo, he was she of the Sabio, at the young lady from the same day, the Yaki Dino, the Yaki Dino. The Niko Dewa, he from the people of the world. He who had Niko the Dream Home. So that time the same would say, that I'm doing how to get to you. That you, with the horse and the cow, the fish and go into the room, and they have Niko destitute. According to Rambam, Yehud is one of the components of the Yehud, but that's not all of the Yehud. There is another element. At the other end of the same day, the Yishyachet Yimo, the Yashin Tenor. In that word, the Rosh Hashanah, what does mean, the Yashin Tenor? What is the Yashin Tenor? At the other end of the same day, he already was the Kavisha, and he brought the Rizal, the Yishyachet Yimo. So he's doing, what else is meant by the Yashin Tenor? So, it seems that according to the Rambam, there is an ingredient in the doing that the husband must intend to set her aside, he must set her for him. In other words, that she should be his. Lego boy. That doesn't mean that if someone marries a woman and he has to do it, and the next day decides to divorce her, that his last wife should be determined, that the doing was not happening. No, because then he changed his mind. But he, somebody was able to be happy. And you'll be willing to be naked in the shop. But in Machshove, everybody knows that in Machshove he is to the water. A week later, after the Kibbutz Mishneh, in Machshove he is to the water. So then according to the Rambam, the Yisui would be house. The Yisui should be the house. Now the Yoshalim woman mentioned that there, one time there was a war in the house before, and there was a shortage of food, but there was a surplus of grumo. So, and many, many women didn't have any food to eat. But the Oshalim woman mentioned that her tofu, who was a king, was in cabbage a thousand ways. When you have it, it was a dinner at your so, because we can have all and I would not say it was like a lot of people. Painters, or, shall we eat a tray? Shall we eat a great course? So that's not going to happen. So because of that, they are Hashor, so the Hashor will be sent with the Nakoi. And with the Anke, and Ahusa Seher, with the Laudi Kumo. So because of the Seher Hashor and all of their company, many women chose it with food, that they should be able to eat food because there was a surplus of Kumo, but there was a shortage of food. So the time was in the cabin, a thousand women, and then after the war, I mean, there was no between, just the cabin. But even the Kumo applies to the Hira problem. So, if you mean that, so how did you know because it's for a certain point? Perfect. So here too, a thousand was becoming a thousand women in order to accompany them with Kumo. And then, after the war, he divorced all of them. He divorced all of them. So the Kumo was how? We don't say he is master, he intended immediately after the war to divorce them. So we may have that means that the Kumo is not how? So the Kumo is a Tamoch in Kumo. But in truth, if somebody will be lately a mission, realize he's doing under circumstances that it is clear that he intends to divorce her at this way, so that he's doing will not be hard. Because the Russian Rambam is, the Dihu Teh, they said, at the other day, the same thing, the Yachimo, the Yachimtenoel, but it is clear, it is evident to everybody, that he doesn't intend to be mastered at the next, he intends the next day to divorce her. And for some reason, he's placed there, so the Yisui is not in the house. So that word, so he sees that the Shiddur Tarabba means that one of the ingredients of the Yisui means that he should intend to set her aside for him, to keep her, for good. That first second, that, so he changes his mind, as long as the time of the Yisui, he has a kavone to be mastered her, for him. Now, the Rambam says when he, the Rambam says, Thank you. mentioned by Gaita and the version of the town mentioned by Ramban represent two separate machines in the Ramban. It could be that the Ramban, the Majorekame, I mean the Latin hell, I mean what he says, the left version. So the Ramban faces mentioned the second version of Ramban. The violence is always a Imekartoe. Imekartoe is a reason is when he finds it out. He says, I want her to be married to me, so do the Imekartoe say to make you lose. That's the second version of her son. Some she said the do say. But the Majorekame of the Ametam was what the Sivayosha mentions in the first version, and this is what the Ramban said. Now, in the Ramban, in other words, there is no machlekes between Tetzel and the Ramban as to what Ramban should be. The Ramban preferred the first portion, the Ramban preferred the first portion of Ramban, and Tetzel preferred the second portion of Ramban, the Madura Basra of Ramban. But there is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Rashban one hand, and the Ritwan Mukiyesef on the other. In the Pshat of Ramban. You see, the Ramban, according to the Ramban and the Rashbo, that means that in the Pshat is the first in the Majorekame of Ramban. So the Majorekame of Ramban was the violinist, so it is not in the Kartoet, unless he found out, the husband found out the Chayov, and he expressed, he indicated his disapproval. So, otherwise, the Kedush is Kedush. Why? Because that is, so the Kedush is Kedush. So the Ramban says, it's Kedush is Kedush. And it's the Kedush is the right. She requires the guest is the right. He said, the Ramban is all good of his value, so half of his shimoye maxi dita below his head. We should make a story. Cold man should be able to go through him out of the kilo maxi. We have shared the Gabi to the Hodges. So it is taken away. Then he says, that's how the Rabat. And according to Rabbi, so it's much for Rabbatam, then it is Vadai. Vadai is it. But according to Rabat, so he says, so it is taken away. But the Ritwan mentions, the Ritwan is the answer. They both mentioned the name of Ramban which required to get to the other side. So this machleket is in respect to the Majorekame of Ramban, not in respect to the Majorekame of Ramban. Here is Ramban. So he says the Hobbit.